cutting strings. I still remember looking into the face of one of my boys, knowing that I had cut the strings of trust and fellowship. It was painfully disturbing to see him slip from the moorings I had so carefully built, and now he was drifting away. At the time, I had not yet formulated the terminology for such a problem, nor even recognized the principle, but I could see that there was a breach. The fault line was widening, and the fault was mine. I had pushed him too hard, demanded too much, and then been critical when he had not performed to my expectations. When, like a turtle, he withdrew into his shell, I could see that he had dismissed me. He had decided to live without me. There was too much pain associated with his father. I didn't know how to define it, but being fully responsible for his training, I knew it was my responsibility. I immediately apologized, lightened up, revised my criticism, found the good in what he had done, and suggested an exciting outing. It took me several days of being sensible, fair, just, and kind to completely restore the strings of fellowship. He quickly forgave me, and we were restored once the strings were retied. Oh, the joy I felt when we were happily together again. God help the fathers. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. A father who teases his children until they are angry can expect them to do the same to others smaller than themselves. On more than one occasion when scuffling with my boys, I have found myself having fun at their expense. That was when I was bigger than they were. They reminded me to play by the same rules to which they were bound. Don't laugh this off, fathers. If you make your little boy mad while you're having fun, you are creating a bully. After all, weren't you really bullying him? The wrath you provoked in him will be stored up until he can release it on someone weaker than himself. That anger can only be put away if he forgives you, and he cannot forgive until he sees your repentance. If your child shows evidence of a root of bitterness, you have a healing ministry to perform. But first, your heart and life must be fully surrendered to God, or you will be wasting your time. Otherwise, you will just have to try to stay out of his way. He will be rearing himself. His chances are not good, but don't increase his bitterness by playing the hypocrite. It is hard enough to make it in this godless world when you have good support, but for a kid filled with bitterness and facing it alone, there is not much hope. Maybe his mother can make a difference. Often a boy just shuts out a father for whom he has only disdain, and so relates to his mother in a manner that may allow him to grow up normal. Father, if you care for your child's soul more than your pride, then humble yourself and ask his forgiveness, even if he is just 2 years old. Then become a patient father and husband. Your wife will feel your impatience too. Spend time with your child doing things that are creative, things that give him a sense of great adventure or accomplishment. You can't lead your child closer to God, peace, and discipline than you are yourself. What can I do now? Start tying some strings. You must be knit together with your child before you train him. Confess your failure to God and to your child. Ask your child to forgive you for anger and indifference. At first, he will suspect it is just a manipulative ploy on your part and will keep his distance. But when he sees that you are sincere, he will respond with forgiveness. Begin the rebuilding process immediately. Don't barge in and overpower your children with emotion or new philosophy. Be a friend. Do things with them that they enjoy. Show interest in things that interest them. Be more ready with your ears than with your mouth. Be very sensitive to their concerns. Tie strings until you have earned their respect and honor. If they sense that you like and enjoy them, they will respond in kind. When they like you, they will want to please you and will be open to your discipline. The strongest cord of discipline is not found in the whip. Rather, it is in the weaving together of the strings of mutual love, respect, honor, loyalty, admiration, and caring. It is the difference in being led by the Spirit and being under the works of the law. The law gives us direction, but only the Spirit of grace gives us power. If you will cultivate fellowship with your child, you will have such cooperation and compliance that you will forget where you last left the rod. Walking in my Father's light. I can remember an incident that occurred when I was only 4 years old. Several of us young kids, about the same age, were walking along behind a row of houses when one of them suggested that we throw rocks at a basement window. I can still remember my thought process. As I considered doing it, I saw my daddy's face. He never told me not to break windows, but I knew he wouldn't be pleased. I had no law to go by, but I had my father's presence to guide me. It was not the fear of punishment or scolding that motivated me. It was the fear of losing fellowship with my father that had led me in the path of righteousness. To please him and enjoy his favor was my strongest impulse. I withdrew from the window-breaking party and walked in my father's light. My father was not perfect. He wasn't even the best of Christians then, but I was not yet aware of that at 4 or even at 10 years of age. To me, he was law and grace. As I grew older, I slowly, sometimes with a jolt, came to see him as just another struggling member of the human race. Still, I never outgrew that desire to please him.